May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for November 23rd, 2019. Today I'll begin with some cosmic space weather with Venus and Jupiter in alignment in Sagittarius today, almost a perfect alignment, and both conjunct the galactic center, which is very powerful focus of energies in cosmos, the great central sun, stepping down its energies to a couple hundred billion, 300 billion or so solar systems in the galactic plane, with our solar system out about two-thirds of the way in our galaxy. And so that alignment brings a lot of energy to the other big energy boost we're getting right now, which is the sun is also gone into Sagittarius. So we got quite a powerful combination of energies qualifying and magnifying big love of a cosmic nature. Again, Venus being amplified, qualified by Jupiter, in alignment with Sagittarius. And with the sun in Sagittarius, this adds more cosmic mental fire of an expansive spiritual, educational, or philosophic nature. So I'm rather excited to move forward with the show today, especially since Mercury's gone direct this last week. And today I'll be going in big love at the heart of big changes that are morphing the matrix of global reality. This has been a recent theme on the Cosmic Love Show, and it sure beats the alternative, you know, the nihilistic, narcissistic sense of separation from universal love, which, as Buddha once said, is the cause of all suffering. You know, the sense of separation from source, God, love is the cause of all suffering. Well, conversely, love heals all, and big love is the impetus for global holistic healing of our core social, political, and economic institutions. So that's what I'm working up to in the latter part of the show today. But first, I'm going to be giving a personal update on the revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, which is, of course, evolution. I've just moved into a new office near the center of Paradise Valley here in southwest Montana. So this first compendium that I'll be going into now is rather slow in coming. And this compendium has a powerful two-minute video trailer that will definitely heighten your awareness of a promising out-of-this-world future, from outer space to inner space and Earth rebirth in between. Now, I'll be going into this, as I get to that point, I'll be going, giving some background orientation. This movie trailer, I will mention, of course, will be embedded in the website, which is the narrative I'm going through, the blog that I published this last week. And that'll be available with the podcast as it comes out. I'll provide a link to both of these blogs that I've done over this last week that I'll be going through today. So in this first compendium, the infographics are worth scanning. You know, a lot of people, as they listening to my podcast, you know, with the link I provide and the website, they can pause the podcast anytime and scan down through the compendium. Like I say, there's some really good infographics. Well, at least there's some interesting ones. Some will find them more interesting than others. Of course, there's inspirational videos at the bottom. And in this first compendium, there's several videos under the category of God, vision, and the power of love. So there's something here for everyone. Different people read these compendiums in different ways. Some people scan down to see an article or a video they're interested in. Other people will read right on through, you know, as they follow my narrative of the blog, which I'm going through now. And this provides kind of a multimedia show you can that you can control. You can select which articles you want to read, pausing this narrative. You can watch different videos. And this is the way I've been doing my show. So those who've been following my show know that this is the routine. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I can't think of a better way to provide a multimedia show that you can control, with new videos and articles that come out during the week, you know, or the last month, you know, recent videos and articles that you won't find in fake stream media, you know, mainstream media. So there's a lot going on. If you follow, you know, the all the compendiums from this year, you know, the 2019 Global Revolution, there, I mean, I provided hundreds of videos and articles you won't see in fake stream media. I mean, and if you followed, you know, these compendiums, you know, in part or whole, you know, there's a big shift going on from deep state to high state. And I'll be going into that today. And there's this big shift from, you know, from deep state to high state. Some people call this mass awakening that's going on thanks to the internet revolution. Others refer to it as a systemic paradigm shift in how we collectively see our world. You know, a new, what's going on is a, you might say, is a new common sense is emerging to challenge the sense of separation and polarization that we're seeing in American media right now. Big time. It's like serious polarization in mainstream media politically. This is by plan and intent. You know, I've said many times in previous shows, this is kind of bread and circuses for the masses, while the real story is going on behind the scene with global economic reset, and actually reset of all our global social, political, and economic institutions. So, you know, some people who follow internet news and have the luxury of time to really investigate and go into this, and this, of course, what I'm doing, putting these compendiums together, because I can't think of anything better to do. I mean, this is the biggest story of our time. It's the event of global transformation, ascension, evolutionary ascent of our global consciousness. So this process of general enlightenment is really a process of global holistic healing with a new net reality, internet reality, that has confronted people worldwide with the reality that much of what we once believed is not true, causing cognitive dissonance. I mean, this is a lot of the dynamic that's going on right now, that there's a mass awakening to the whole truth and the big lie. You know, things that we believed were true, I call it, you know, BS as a belief system, things that we collectively believed about all kinds of issues of our, you know, of our patriarchal social, political, and economic institutions that are moving more into a matriarchal win-win rather than competitive win-lose paradigm. We're evolving to more of a global unity and diversity. But because of this cognitive dissonance, there's an understandable state of collective anxiety in the field of global consciousness. And this deep dis-ease of cognitive dissonance is a side effect of the accelerated rate of change over 50 years of the internet revolution. Now, that's the last show I did. I went into this, the 50 years of the internet revolution, in depth. For those who want to didn't hear that or see the blog on that, this is my last show. So this major disconnect behind all this collective dissonance and dis-ease in the body politic, you might say, is because advances of the computer internet revolution have gone way beyond the ability of our core social institutions to integrate them. But that's about to change. In the meantime, we've got future shock, numbing the sensibilities of many sensitive souls who sense a tremor in the force as an extreme polarization of the populace. The future shock is the inability to adapt to change, accelerated change. And young people they seem to thrive on change a lot more than the elderly, who a lot of them are just kind of go into future shock, which is like, again, numbing of sensibility, almost like a pre-Alzheimer's. The inability to adapt to information overload and all the cognitive dissonance and see through the veil of polarization in the populace. So what we're seeing in the world is an epic test for souls of conscience, and that struggle is reaching a climax. Old norms of believing, thinking, feeling, and acting are naturally being challenged, if not rebooted, you know, a systemic paradigm shift. And it's not self-evident to the 99% where it's going, at least not yet, but the collateral damage of collective anxiety disorder must be healed holistically in order for a high state of global civility to transcend collective divisiveness. So heaven knows that the family of mankind has arrived in a global village of all connected net reality that has accelerated the rate of change with instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. I mean, that capability has been the catalyst, the accelerating factor. That capability for instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities has, you know, recycled general knowledge in the way that it's generated specific wisdom with general enlightenment. And the light brings up, you might say, all that's unlike itself. People become aware, again, of things that they thought were true, find out they're not. And again, this has been the cause of a lot of collective anxiety, cognitive dissonance. So internet infrastructure potential for optimal freedom and opportunity is now installed and operational. I mean, we're into the second generation of the internet with web platforms now that provide interactive social media. And we're right on the cusp of the emergence of the next generation of the computer internet revolution with interactive web platforms that will make it possible for 100, 1,000, or a million people to respond at the same time without creating noise. And in fact, culturing social conscience in our social network with a universal field or a united field of consciousness qualified with the language of light of consciousness as consciousness. I go into this with links on multiple websites. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Others, not so much, but this involving and evolving of our individual and collective consciousness with an interactive interface or a universal interface for people in all languages on earth, you know, to interact in their own language with this universal language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, for culturing conscientious common sense, you know, social conscience in our social networks, which are ubiquitous. It's not just Facebook or, there's so many different social media networks out there. Facebook is the main one. But an upgrade of those interactive media with a universal interface for global interaction on a mass-to-mass scale that creates a unified field crowd wisdom, you know, in the cloud, what that looks like and how that works, this is something I've been talking about, Web 3.0 cyber ethics. There's links on that. They explain what that is. But what we're really talking about is how we can create unity consciousness, how we can be, you know, our communication capabilities can provide for unprecedented unity and diversity. You know, it's like the United State of universal sovereignty for us as united sovereigns of Earth, with the Pledge of Allegiance to the Earth and to all beings that inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. I mean, you know, this is the potential. This is the threshold of Aquarius that we're on the cusp of. So when I'm talking about astrology, psychology, at the beginning of the show, you know, been talking about big love and the portents for it. Well, I'm going into it now. Because global sovereignty, you know, united sovereigns of Earth, it may still be just the unfulfilled dream of integrating the advanced capabilities of hardware, software, and netware with the TLT capabilities of hardware, you know, for all global netizens, but this is where it's going. This is the capability. This is the potential. This is the high state, what it will look like, you know, an integration of the technology with heart coherent and mind congruence, and how that works with hardware. We're talking about the, you might say, the alpha and omega of global telecom and global telecare. You know, global telecom, the communication, the interaction, the interactive interface, you know, the universal interface for mass-to-mass communications. It's like the alpha thrust. And as part of the alpha thrust, we've got teleconscience. Basically, you know, the education of the heart with mind congruence. It's like we have a cycle in the alpha thrust with the spiritual mental aspects of the four quadrants. And you've got the omega return with the emotional and the physical aspects of the cycle, you might say, of integration, you know, holistically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so that omega return, you can understand it as telecare, global holistic healing, and telecommerce, the next economy, you know, where the rubber meets the road, the economy, the fulfillment of the omega return, you know, and from alpha to omega, this whole cycle of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical integration is all a function of this model of TLC hardware with telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the TLC model. Mem metaphor in this cycle, which is the circle of wholeness. This is the event of global transformation that's going on now from patriarchal to matriarchal values. I mean, this is the metaphoric cycle of co-creation as the yin and yang of Eastern and Western culture, dancing the sacred marriage between divine Aquarian masculine and feminine energies. So in my narrative of this blog, I have an article link from the heartcenter.org that is exceptional in the understanding how love is the power that unifies everyone in true communities of light. I mean, we know in our heart of hearts that, you know, love heals all. And how that manifests power of love for culturing unity and diversity of a high state nature. I mean, this is the name of the high state sovereignty game, unity and diversity. And Web 3.0 hardware could now provide a universal interface for global interaction that upgrades the Bill of Rights with five core internet freedoms. I mean, we've got the Bill of Rights, you know, the original Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the core principles are sound, but they were, you know, they were initiated back at the time of, you know, horse and buggy legislative systems. Well, the internet can represent us more directly. What that looks like with five core internet freedoms, the link on that that I provide, get in the blog, you can pause the narrative. If you haven't read this, five core internet freedoms, what will freedom of speech, assembly, petition, govern, freedom of religion, what will they look like globally in an internet age where all religions, the spirit that matters, the golden rule standard at the heart of all authentic, you know, the great world religions, the core of it is the same gold standard, golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. So what I'm talking about today is like the predictive modeling of the future. Sometimes this is referred to as future memory. Seeing the future with, you know, I might say, a TLC, tender loving care, frame of reference, you know, kind men among mankind. What that will look like, how that will work on Earth as in cosmos at large. We're talking about a universal sovereignty model and predictive modeling of it to conceive it, believe it, and achieve it. We're talking about a new economics of abundance as our Aquarian destiny, the next economy based on abundant love. And how we'll integrate these archetypal TLC components to the capstone, you know, the creative ascent process in and through 5D consciousness in the unified field of planetary telecommunity. With this, we will naturally see us as United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, again, the common sense may be uncommon, but there's a trending of the potential of the technology to create unity and diversity, you know, e pluribus unum on the great seal of the United States, out of many one. But now we're talking about it's a global issue, you know, United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, obviously we're not there yet. We're still in the last stage of any authentic community building process when the light of unity purges all that is less than light. Dr. Scott Peck talks about this in his virtual Bible for community building, in his book, World Waiting to Be Born, Civility Rediscovered. And this is whether we're talking about an economic community or an education community, a religious community, any type of community, as they're coming into unity, quite often, in the last stages of it, all that has divided and kept unity from happening, well, it's like the ego that'll do anything for self-preservation of itself and raise its head, you know, with special interests, with a vested interest in division rather than unity of a more enlightened win-win between, in this case, globally, we're talking about between the super rich 0.001% and the rest of us. So the issue today, as Thomas Jefferson said, back at that time, he said that the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man should be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. Well, that's where we're at, folks. This is a global issue now. You know, the United Sovereigns of Earth, like the United States of America, it's we're coming into unity and potential. What that will look like and how that will work to involve and evolve our individual and collective social conscience in our social media networks, we're talking about a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of unity consciousness, and it's moving in that direction. But in the meantime, all that separates us is becoming self-evident as trying to block this process of coming into unity, of communication, community, telecommerce, telecommunity, telecare, holistic health, all these aspects of telecommunications. And the super graphic I have, the infographic I have, at this point is a picture of Washington, D.C., the capital, and underneath of it there's like the dark side of the shadow side, or the shadow government underneath of it, with kind of eyes looking out from the shadow. And the article that this is in reference to, that I got this graphic from, is called "Exposing the Deep State's Deep State Department." This is from Zero Hedge of just November 16th. Really good article. And an excerpt from that article says that for now, it comes down to this. The U.S. State Department is at war with the White House. States' allies in the Democratic Majority Congress want to help overthrow the occupant in the White House because he's interfering in the department's foreign policy. This article is a lucid expose on the Ukraine debacle. For those who are following, really want to get the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, what's going on with this just war of propaganda in the mainstream media, and that is, you know, with the, and the alternative media is exposing it, but people who only watch the boob tube or national propaganda radio, I mean NPR, they're not hearing any of what, like these other two articles that I've referenced here. One's called Ukraine Gate, What You're Not Being Told, and this is from the Corbett Report, one of my favorite sources globally on what's going on in the world. And another article is called Ukraine, 10 Talking Points for Rational People. That's from counterpunch.org, which quite often has exceptional articles. That's just from November 22nd, yesterday. And I included that today in the compendium I did a couple days ago. Those who know how I do this with the compendiums, I'll quite often publish it and get feedback from different people on my email list, on my blog, who will contact me with updates, information, graphics, videos, etc., that for several days, if not a week, after I publish a blog that I talk about on the show, I'll add to them. And I'll prove them. Some people are like editors. They let me know when my syntax and spelling is wrong. So I try to self-correct, you know, and basically provide better information from sources like a mastermind alliance of everyone on my list, which is actually now on my Cosmic Love list is about 6,000 people. And I have other lists with several thousand people more. But as a general rule, this is my mastermind alliance, you might say. So the infographic here on what's going on that we're not being told is a quote from Thomas Jefferson, where he says, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Love that quote. It's actually etched in stone at the Washington, D.C. Jefferson Memorial. And we're talking about what's going on in government with the deep state right now. It's gotten so crazy that the deep state bureaucracy department demonizes national sovereignty movements as socialism, as in Venezuela and now Bolivia. And there's a link on those who have followed this real story on Venezuela. We're now seeing in Bolivia, where there's been a coup by the U.S. government behind the scenes. And this is going on foreign countries around the world, and here in America and the United States, there's true patriots of God and country being censored by deep state minions for exposing tyranny in any form. So Jefferson's rolling over in his grave. He, you know, it's etched in stone, the Jefferson Memorial. "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Well, we're seeing all kinds of misinformation and disinformation that's so rampant in mainstream media that the public is victimized with false flags and fear porn to maintain the divisive dialectic of deep state dystopia that calls evil good and good evil. I mean, we're talking about the antithesis of the high state is this deep state BS belief system of what's real in the most unreal ways. So we're talking about, this is the subject, and since the first of the year, I've been going into this, the 2019 revolution, and it's more than a believe it or not guide to the biggest story of our time. We're talking about the event of global ascension to a high state that necessitates transcending the deep state. Now, those who follow this show and the blogs know that quite often I go into some pretty heavy stuff, and I try to put it in a love sandwich, you know, light and love on the front end, the back end, and cosmic love, you know, as you might say, the bookends of the show, to basically mitigate or translate, you know, the heavy stuff in the middle, what's going on the planet, you know, this deep state stuff. A lot of people still can't wrap their head around it, that a lot of the agencies of government have gone to the dark side, you know, power for power's sake. And I'll be touching on that a little bit more. But my point is that the big event that's going on globally is global ascension to a high state. And this necessitates, as I said, transcending the deep state. And one of my favorite quotes from Dolores Cannon that provides more of the event, the big event information, what's going on. She says, and this, that's another compendium you can read with that link. She says, it's a big time on your planet because this is the big one. This is where you as a planet awaken out of the dream of thinking that you're alone, that you're all that is. Now, I follow this quote quite appropriately with the official trailer that just came out for the Cosmic Secret movie by David Wilcock and a lot of other luminaries, that are explaining what's going on, you might say, out of this world stuff that's going on with extremely advanced technology and UFO technology. And I've talked about this in previous shows. I've interviewed whistleblowers in the secret space program as technology that's being brought back. I mean, some of the most amazing stuff, ancient history, cosmic history, where it all meets with an understanding of who we really are as souls incarnating on this platform of evolution and the very unique place we have in the universe right now. I mean, in the universe, with souls that have incarnated on Earth for this time, at this time, from all over our system of worlds, to be here at this time, to participate, experience this amazing time. So this official trailer, it's only 2 minutes long, just to give you a taste of it, and that's available for viewing the full, you can, there's information where you, whereby, you know, watching that, where you can see the full movie if you are interested. Again, we're talking about the Cosmic Secret, and some of you will find it fascinating, just the 2 minutes, you know, to wet your whistle, so to speak, of something really amazing that's in the works. So, like I said, from the first of the year, I've been doing this 2019 Global Revolution compendiums, that, and each one being a multimedia documentary that reports on a full spectrum of good news while also exposing fake news, you know, the incessant propaganda, fake stream media, the programs, one-way content, you know, no feedback, to push a deep state agenda of foreign and domestic policies without constitutional principle. And green lipstick won't help that pig. You know, sometimes the grass is greener on the other side because it's fake. And mass deception of our perception requires correction. I mean, if we don't know how good things can be to inspire us and how bad things actually are to motivate us, how else can we have a well-informed, sovereign choice for self-governing, self-correction of a self-elevation nature? I mean, the truth of our divine destiny and path to united sovereignty is being suppressed. I mean, Google, Facebook, and other internet giants have become ethical infants, censoring free speech while rigging search results to disappear any divergence from deep state corporatocracy. I mean, that's unabashed tyranny, folks. I mean, here's an article from Zero Hedge, a very good source of information, saying that YouTube is to delete all accounts that aren't commercially viable starting December 10th. I mean, then there's an excerpt from that article that this is obvious censorship. YouTube is planning to silence those who disagree with the political ruling class and have taken sides. Speaking truth to power is now borderline criminal. Unabashed censorship is going unchecked. So some of you may be familiar with the quote from George Orwell when he says, you know, George Orwell wrote 1984, where he says, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. So what YouTube is doing, it's fomenting hatred, class warfare, because it's censoring the truth of, you know, of that speaks truth to power. The truth that, that basically exposes the abuse of the political ruling class and how their unabashed censorship is going unchecked. I mean, this is a serious issue. It's coming to a head. And I love the quote by John Lennon when he says, the more real you get, the more unreal the world gets. Well, that quote leads perfectly into this article, November 11th for theburningplatform.com, called Stranger in a Strange Land. The keynote quote from Robert Heinlein, you know, who wrote Stranger in a Strange Land, is that secrecy begets tyranny. Here's an excerpt, folks. Quote, as the ongoing surveillance state attempted coup, against President Trump approaches its denouement, fulfillment, whatever, the fabric of this country is being torn asunder. It's the secrecy in which the deep state has operated without oversight which has led to government tyranny. Julian Assange and Edward Snowden exposed the secrets of powerful interests operating within the CIA, NSA, FBI, White House, Congress, and military-industrial complex, revealing the malevolent disregard for the constitutional rights of American citizens and wielding of power for power's sake. The collection of all electronic communications by Americans, by all powerful, unaccountable deep state psychopaths, is worse than anything conceived by Orwell in 1984. The fact that Assange and Snowden are treated as traitors and criminals reveals the deep state is still in control of our political and legal systems. Even though Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Clinton, and Obama used their deep state power to try and overthrow Trump, he still toes the company line by calling Assange and Snowden criminals. Government tyranny is still going strong. Yes, Trump has continued to call Assange and Snowden criminals. You know, don't ask me why. Get along to go along so that he's not taken out of embodiment by assassins or whatever. I mean, he's supposedly had 11 assassination attempts on his life already. I don't know. But there's an article here that is excellent by Stephen Lindemann, who's one of my favorite authors on the internet. And the article is called Establishment Media Back Fascism Over Freedom. Pretty powerful, short, but powerful title. And basically what he's saying is that we're witnessing an uncivil war in the members of humanity. And the most obvious sign of this is suppression of core internet freedoms in the name of security until we have neither freedom nor security. Not so obvious is the abject evil of the power elite cabal to reduce population for profit and control. Now, I've talked about this over the years, you know, all the things that are going on that are actually reducing population and numbing us down and dumbing us down. And there's an article here by Brandon Smith from November 19th, an excellent article that goes into this and explains it very succinctly without being too, you know, sensational or outrageous. It says just flat out in the title, "Globalists Openly Admit the Population Control Agenda." Very enlightening article. People just don't believe this goes on. Here's an excerpt. Technocrats among the global elite have long called for population control to reduce the consumption of resources and to cleanse the human genome. Once regarded as a conspiracy theory, it is in plain view today. This is this article, Globalists Openly Admitting to Population Control Agenda. So, I mean, as you can see, folks, the global revolution is a survival issue now. The birth pangs of Aquarius are severe, and it's time to push this baby out before the deep state further wrecks the system by demonizing, truth-telling, and demonetizing social media platforms that expose unrestrained tyranny. So here's an article that'll make your draw drop. It's draw drop. It's called Google versus Trump. And it's got some, it's from Mercola.com. It's a mind-blowing information. Some of you will find interesting. Here's an excerpt. Google stayed true to their mission all the way up until about 2016 after Donald Trump won the election. For some reason, they then decided to throw all their values away, doing abject evil to undermine POTUS, the President of the United States. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. This article will freak out millions of people. I mean, it's a shocker. Again, this is hard for a lot of people because what they believe to be true is proving a lot of what we all believe to be true is being exposed as, you know, the big lie, for mass deception. Now, I have to ask myself sometimes, did it have to get this bad before the public wises up and stands up for the unprecedented opportunity to thrive? I mean, is this a Jonah at Nineveh moment when we choose self-correction for salvation rather than self-destruction under deep state tyranny? I mean, some call this a war against common sense or a war against general enlightenment or a war against conscience. And here's another quote infographic from Thomas Jefferson saying, quote, "All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent." So, is there a war against conscience? You know, there sure is a media war going on. And as you know, I'm just one voice crying in the wilderness of the internet. Maybe the host of the Cosmic Love Show in my 12th year with BBS Radio, but I never signed up to be a prophet heralding the evolutionary ascent of global humanity. I mean, that's way above my pay grade. So I do it pro bono. And at best, I'm just a messenger disclosing both deep state and high state for contrast to appreciate the difference. And personally, you know, I'm downsizing into a shipping container. It simplifies life so I can devote more time to discovering high contrast revelations to publish on the internet and discuss on my radio show. I mean, I live modestly so I can afford to provide these revelations for free. For years, I've paid my publishing bills by supplying nutraceutical grade, you know, royal jelly, you know, www.pollenx.com for those who would rather build health than treat disease. And my target market has been intelligent, free-thinking people on the internet who appreciate news updates such as 2019 revolution and appreciate the health upgrade available with the most biologically efficacious superfood. And I think if you read that website at www.pollenx.com, you'll see that it is the most efficacious superfood on the planet. It's like the source of the food chain. It's the richest source of our RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair on the planet. It's micronutrient rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cells, which is, you know, for more vim, vigor, and vitality, for energy. I mean, this nutraceutical-grade royal jelly, this is the equivalent of what bees give to the worker bee larva when they need a queen bee. It's not genetics that makes a queen bee. It's a superfood that makes a queen out of a worker, you know, a super bee out of a drone. So that's what I've been doing. Unlike most blogs, I don't ask for money or sell T-shirts to pay the bill. I do ask that you prepare your body as well as your mind and spirit for what's coming, folks. I mean, the event of global revelations is upon us. Not in the end of the world sense, but more like the blueprint for an Aquarian golden age. So in good conscience, I would hope that you will at least care to share this article with other cultural creatives who would add to the common sense of a unified prayer field, whereby pure intention focuses our attention with love retention for ascension in a dimension of united sovereign comprehension. Earth is on the threshold of major transformation. As the high state surges, the deep state purges, kicking and screaming. I mean, their time is short, one way or the other. General enlightenment will obviously happen sooner if enough good people link the light of vision, virtue, and valor for the victory of systemic TLC in our core social institutions. If you know the authentic power of love, you can appreciate how love heals all. I mean, it's the heart of common sense. And the higher the concept of love in geometrized form and heart coherent frequency, you know, a universal interface for global TLC interaction, the greater the results for Aquarian progeny. So if you love the Aquarian mandate of by and for kind men among mankind, pass it on, pay it forward. Love is forgiving, linking the light with the currency of conscience. This is the currency at the heart of the Aquarian dispensation. So if you care to share a spare, or care to spare a share, I should say, in your social networks, please forward freely. Aquarius happens. So I finished up with a quote at the bottom of this page, also from Dolores Cannon, the event information from an article that's in 5D back on October 23rd. And she says, and the great council came together, and it was time to start infiltrating the system. And by incarnating on the planet, beings of light had the opportunity to give their light to a planet that was overrun by darkness. Your Earth is evolving. You are all evolving. All eyes are on Earth right now anyway. This is the big one. So that leads to my final blog article, which I just finished today. And I'm going to have to go through a little quickly. You can go into it more, read the links, the articles that I've provided with the video. And this is called Mass Awakening, Birth Pangs of New Earth in the Image and Likeness of God Love. Divine love, God love. We're talking about, you know, the event of what's going on the planet with mass awakening birth pangs of a new earth in the image and likeness of divine love. So there's a great quote here. This article begins with an infographic by Michael Bernard Beckwith, a very enlightened guy, and he says that awakening is about cleaning our filters so that we can actually see that which is real, that which is eternal, that which is forever, the presence of God, the presence of beauty, the presence of love. Mass awakening is compelling alignment with first principles of universal sovereignty on Earth as in cosmos at large. So This is the header of this compendium. Again, this article and this link for those who want to read along with the narrative and have time to go into this more and watch the videos and the articles and the links. This is kind of summary of the big picture. And like the quote I gave from Michael Bernard Beckwith, you know, again, awakening is about cleaning our filters, you know, so that we can see that which is real, that which is eternal, that which is forever, the presence of God, the presence of beauty, the presence of love. So, again, it was my words where I'm saying, I added, and this is part of the headline, that mass awakening is compelling alignment with first principles of universal sovereignty on Earth as in cosmos at large. This is a real keynote concept. And I reference a link to the Heartware Project that goes into this in more detail. Got a lot of other articles and links here. I'm just going to begin with the note and go through it a little bit. Basically, I love the quote from wise old Ben Franklin regarding the American Revolution, where he says, either we all hang together or most assuredly we will all hang separately. Now, the opportunity to hang together is the global internet as a vehicle for mass-to-mass communications. The media is the message. Either we use it or we lose it. I mean, the new instant everywhere and interactive capabilities of the internet demands it. The 2019 revolution compels it. The family of mankind has arrived at a unite or suffer ultimatum of either we wise up and unite up or suffer separation from the source of God love, divine love. Web 3.0 hardware empowers wisdom as culture, social conscience, and our global interactive social media. This is what our net reality will look like, with integration of hardware, software, and netware, with heartware as the universal interface for global love and action. And believe it or not, the blueprint of by and for Aquarian love, a golden age on Earth, sets the matrix for the second coming of Christ-like coherence. Christ-like consciousness, coherent heart, coherent consciousness on Earth as in cosmos. So get ready for it, because the cat's out of the bag. I mean, there are enlightened people worldwide who are holding this vision of virtue and valor for the victory of conscientious common sense, unity and diversity in our global social network communities. In the continuum, this has already happened with the quantum field science of predictive modeling, the vision of united sovereigns by way of upgrade of core internet freedoms has already morphed the timeline matrix. So honor the prime directive, which is to be wise as serpent and harmless as dove, to make love the standard for the freedom and opportunity of all us as united sovereigns of Earth. What we're seeing is the fulfillment of a self-correcting, self-governing, and self-learning model of public interaction that will celebrate transparent public systems of mass-to-mass communications as will culture authentic unity as real community, a self-fulfilling prophecy, sooner or later. So I don't have time to go into all of this. There's some humor, some interesting humor with all this, and some quotes. I love the cartoon at the bottom. Basically, I'm going to have to do a wrap. I want to thank everyone for listening and adjure you to keep the faith, think galactic, dance local like no one is watching, and love like you'd never been hurt. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.